Vaccines Minister says that the UK is getting safer every day as more people get coronavirus jabs. But for now, Nadim Zahawi says the infection rate does remain alarmingly high, despite the fact almost one in five adults in the UK has been vaccinated. It comes as trials begin here to see if mixing and matching vaccines gives people better protection against the virus. Now, one of the trials is to be in Liverpool, run by the city's School of Tropical Medicine. Now, the trial manager for the team in Liverpool is Kelly Davis, who joins me now. Kelly, what's your reaction to the school being one of those involved? You must be delighted.
Hi, Andy. Yeah, we're really pleased that we can be involved in this study. It's a real privilege to be involved in more COVID research. It's great to build on the existing work that we already do within our group, of the Respiratory Clinical Research Group at LSTM. And we were first involved in the Oxford vaccine study back in May, and we were the highest recruiting site for that study. And we had such a great response from the people in Merseyside to help us with that. And this new study helps us to build on that research.
Now, why are we mixing and matching? What do we hope this is going to achieve?
So as most people will be aware now, there's been a number of vaccines that have been approved to prevent COVID-19 in the UK. And the vaccines that are approved so far use two doses of vaccine. So people will be given a first dose, and then that will be followed by a booster dose some weeks later. This trial will help us to see how well people's immune responses respond when they're given one type of vaccine and then boosted with a different one. So rather than just having one of, say, the Oxford vaccine, which is one of the vaccines that's approved so far, and another Oxford one, we're going to see how people might respond to having one Oxford and one Pfizer vaccine. And we're also going to look at the different gaps between the prime dose and the boost dose.
So presumably it's too early to say what the results might be, but the hope is this is going to help us some way to emerge from the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a hope. And I think what it will help with is it will hopefully help us find out if we can use this approach to give us a more flexible immunisation programme. So if, you know, we may not be held up then by any potential supply issues, or if one is not available at a vaccination site, we will be able to be knowledgeable about if someone can have one or the other, and that's fine.
And are you looking again for volunteers?
Yeah, so we're currently looking for volunteers. We have our website live, and people can go onto the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine's website. We're looking for volunteers who are over the age of 50. And that's it, really. We're looking for, we're going to recruit over 100 participants at Liverpool. So, if people want to go onto the website and take a look, you'll do like an online questionnaire, and then we'll take it from there.
And how long do you anticipate it'll be before you get the results of these trials, or will it be an ongoing thing?
So the study will last for up to a year, and throughout that there'll just be several visits for the participants throughout the study, but there may be some interim results published earlier than that. I can't say when at the moment.
Sure. It's a real feather in the cap for the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine to be part of all this, isn't it?
Yeah, it's as I said earlier, it's a real privilege to be involved, and you know, the staff at the school have worked so hard on the COVID research over the past year. I think, and as I said, the people of Merseyside have really helped us achieve a real success in that research. So it's great to be involved again.
Kelly Davis, thank you very much indeed. Kelly, going to be the trials manager at the School of Tropical Medicine.